Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So in the middle of the biggest travel season of the year, there are some new tools travelers may notice to prevent a repeat, I guess, of last year's Christmas terrorism near miss or underwear bomber security breach, call it what you will. The old methods of screening passengers are getting an upgrade or downgrade, depending on your point of view. To catch more of what terrorists conceal, you've got to see more or feel more what's under travelers' clothes. It's as simple as that. Specifically, passengers are now going to be asked to walk through a full-body scanning machine, which displays their bodies in some considerable detail on monitors. And should they refuse to go through the scanners, or should there be something suspicious that shows up on the monitors, an officer will perform an intensive pat-down. It all means that the federal officer in the middle of all this, Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security, has some explaining to do once again, and she joins us now. Secretary, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
How much pushback have you gotten on these scanners so far?
Well, I think the vast majority of the traveling public understands that this is a safety and security matter, that what these scanners allow us to do is to find liquids and powders and gels that walk-through metal detectors can't find. And these are the kind of liquids and powders that those who seek to take down an aircraft can use to convert into an explosive. A few things about the intro, if you don't mind, I would change. One is, of course, that the new scanners, which have been improved significantly over the earlier iterations, show a very blurred image with privacy screens and filters built in. And the person viewing the image is not at the gate, so they never can associate an image with a person. And the image is not retained or transmitted in any way. And then secondly, the pat-downs that are done to resolve if there are things that ping on the new machines.
Right.
And right now, we have the new machines in fewer than 20% of the air lanes that the traveling public uses. And they're really the next iteration, and they're just an objectively better technology for us to use.
I've actually seen them in action in an airport in Michigan. They are kind of blurry, as you say. And in the interest of full disclosure, I want to confess something to you here. I use a wheelchair when I travel.
Right.
I've had to do a pat down with, you know, no option really except to go in a private room since the beginning. I mean, I've been doing this for years. From my perspective, it feels like a lot of whining for people to really go off the rails on these new scanners. I mean, you know, if you can't go through a metal detector, there does have to be some way of figuring out what you can conceal or are not concealing, right?
That's right. And actually, for people who have, like, metal joints or implants or things of that sort, the scanners are actually better because that's easily resolvable. And right now, of course, the walk-through metal detectors alert all the time. You know, the TSO officers are the last lines of protection in the airports. In other words, there are many things that happen to assure the security of passengers and passenger aircraft before you get to that gate. But that gate is the last place we have to check to make sure that things that could be used as explosives material on a plane are not getting on the plane.
Do you like this technology, or is it something that could really be better done if we were to agree to pat downs, but we have all sorts of moral issues with that? If we put those aside, would it be just a lot cheaper and more straightforward to screen people?
No, I think the technology actually is a good thing because it's quicker. Pat-downs do take more time.
What about all the, you know, worries about cargo? I mean, the latest terrorism headlines outside of this business that's going on in Germany now, and even that is related to something in luggage, not something that's going through the security screening lines. What upgrades are needed there?
Well, we've you know, significantly upgraded the whole issue of luggage and cargo over the last years. And we've also made some changes in light of what happened out of Yemen just a few weeks ago, so that 100% in domestic air travel, 100% of luggage and cargo is screened before it's actually placed in the hold.
And do you expect to be flying this holiday season?
I will be flying, and I've before we rolled this technology out, I went through the AIT machine, and I have gone through the pat down. And yes, it is a more invasive type of pat down than people perhaps are used to, but it's also a better pat down from a security perspective in terms of helping us make sure that nobody is carrying onto a plane something that can be used as an explosive.
One final question. It's a little sensitive, and I know it comes from before you were at the Homeland Security Department. But whenever I get patted down, they always say at the TSA, when I come to a sensitive area, I'm going to use the back of my hand. Now, that just seems like something some federal bureaucrat came up with, because if I were to come up to somebody and use the back of my hand to pat them on the butt or something, they're going to be just as offended as if I use the front of my hand. Who came up with the back of my hand is okay kind of thing?
Well, the back of the hand is a standard law enforcement pat-down technique.
I see.
And it's done in a way so that the screeners themselves are not accused of groping.
I see. So that goes way back in law enforcement with cops and stuff.
Absolutely. I used to be a prosecutor, and that's, you know, it's a standard pat-down training.
You know, thank you so much for resolving that, because I always want to look at the pat-downer and say, if I did that, you know, to a woman with the back of my hand, she would whack me over the head just as much as if it was the front of my hand.
And the back of the hand is commonly viewed as less invasive. And the what are called the TSOs, the officers who are on the front line, I just would ask your listeners, look, they've got a tough job. You know, they're the last line of protection for aircraft. We ask for passengers to help us as well. This is being done. You know, everybody on a plane has to rely on the fact that everybody else on the plane is safe.
And these TSA jobs, these are not fun jobs, having to pat down all of humanity on your holiday weekend, right?
You know, think about it. Yeah. And these are just people doing their jobs. And that just helps us make sure that the traveling public remains safe.
Well, Secretary Napolitano, thanks for settling that for me and for speaking with our listeners this morning.
I'm pleased to do so.
Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security. Have a happy Thanksgiving. So yesterday we asked all of you if these enhanced security measures would change your holiday plans. On Facebook, Steve Parker posted, "So what if they can see your parts? You have the freedom to choose other means to your destination if you're not willing to be scanned. If something were to happen, everyone would be blaming the TSA for not being stringent enough." What's your take? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or leave a comment at thetakeaway.org website.